My guest today is an extraordinary man. His day job will save your life. His hobby will charm your soul. Brian Hall is one of the region's top anesthesiologists. He works at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center in Southern Oregon. Brian is also president of Southern Oregon Anesthesia. That's his day job. But Brian was also a featured pianist with Southern Oregon University's Alexander Tutanov in a performance at the SOU Music Hall on Valentine's Day. That's his hobby. Welcome to The Exchange, Brian.
Thanks, Mike. It's really an honor to be with you.
So let's start with your day job. What's a typical day like in the life of an anesthesiologist?
That's a really good question. It can vary quite a bit. There are a lot of different opportunities for an anesthesiologist. Many people don't realize that they may have an anesthesiologist as their critical care doctor. They may have an anesthesiologist as their chronic pain doctor. The typical anesthesiologist working in an operating room or in obstetrics in a hospital starts their day pretty early. We are usually at work and preparing to take care of our first patient of the day at 7 in the morning or a little bit before 7. The day ends when the day ends. That's another thing people aren't too familiar with. We have very little control over how long it takes to take care of folks in the operating room. So you might finish right on time as expected, but there's always an emergency room patient or some issue during a surgery that takes longer than expected. And so you're pretty commonly, when you get a phone call from home asking when you're coming home, you give a pretty wide estimate. You really don't have great control over that.
You never know.
But the day is fun. The day is exciting. It's challenging. Every day has something new. There's a lot of variety in the work. So we get to touch patients in all different departments throughout the hospital. We get asked to see patients in the emergency room, in obstetrics, obviously, in the ICU, X-ray. Our services are called on really throughout the hospital. So it's a neat career because we can make relationships with patients in all situations. We get to know specialists of every other variety. So we really get to know the real breadth of healthcare.
So you work on everybody's team.
In reality, that's true. Sometimes we're referred to as the physician's physician because we're there to help someone else take care of you.
So tell me about how you grew up. Tell me about your childhood. You became interested in medicine and music, and I'm interested in how did that happen?
Well, at about age 23, when I was having to really make some decisions, this consumed most of my time thinking about those two, that exact question, how do I choose here? My background as a young boy, so family with five kids. We were raised by great parents. They're still both alive and live here locally. My father was a cardiac surgeon. He had quite a reputation in Southern Oregon for being excellent and also I think for being just a very calm and sort of unusual personality for that field. He, if you met him on the street, it would be the last guess what he did for a living. Just calm and kind. Don't always find that in a profession like that. He started his career in the military. So until I was about, I think I was 9 years old when we came to Medford and he left the military. In those first 9 years, I think I counted one time that I lived in six different places.
Right.
That's pretty typical for anyone with a military background. So hard to make friends, but good for family relationships, and we were a tight family. And my siblings and I, we have great relationships. We get along really well. Music became an interest at an early age. I think I was five. There was not a lot of music in the house. There was maybe some John Denver and Willie Nelson, kind of the early memories. But
I find that surprising.
that was what we liked to listen to, and we. I had a babysitter next door. We lived in Honolulu for a while, and the next door neighbor would babysit me. I think I was 4 to 5 years old. and she had a piano. And the story goes that I, at around age five, started sitting at the piano, and I would hear a TV commercial, and I'd go over to the piano, and I'd plunk out the commercial, the tune, the jingle.
No way.
So I started copying, you know, jingles from TV commercials at a really young age, and she told my mother, he seems to gravitate to the piano and has like an ear for music. And so my parents invested in a little upright piano and started me in lessons within the next year or two, and my older sister, and eventually all the siblings, all five of us, took piano for until we left home.
And so how do you go from what kind of music you listen to?
Oh, it was all kinds of things. I mean, we have some old soundtracks. We'd listen to, you know, The Sting, Scott Joplin, a lot of Willie Nelson. My dad's definitely a kind of a country guy.
So how did you go from country to classic?
That's also a really good question. I don't know what initially caught my ear about classical music. Probably just what some piano teacher put in front of me. And it just clicked. And from then on, I can remember, I'm sure I was really obnoxious on long car rides with my family because I would bring a cassette of all the Chopin etudes, and we'd listen to that on repeat for 4 hours. And I just loved it. I couldn't get enough of classical piano in particular. Rhapsody in Blue, you know, we would listen to that just... My sister never wants to hear it again. She just she had so much of that as a young girl. She just would yell at me to stop playing.
Well, speaking of listening, let's listen to an audio clip from your performance on Valentine's Day with Alexander Tutanov.
Right.
My guest is Brian Hall. He's one of the top anesthesiologists in Southern Oregon. He's also a performing classical pianist. So you performed that with Alexander Tutanov on Valentine's Day at the University Music Hall. Tell me about that piece and how did it come about?
So one thing the listeners couldn't appreciate there is we're playing on two different pianos. So we have two 9-foot concert Steinways that are sort of tail to tail, the curve of each piano hugging each other like a yin and yang symbol. And so we're facing each other opposite, can't see what either player is doing. And so that's the sound of that music is so big because you have two instruments involved there. And if you're doing a really good job, the listener has a little bit of a hard time telling who's playing what, and hopefully it sounds like one player.
Well, that's just interesting because we are going to have a link to the video of that performance on our website at jeffexchange.org. So continue, please.
Great. That particular piece written by Anton Arensky, Russian composer. So there's actually a literature, a repertoire, if you would, of music specifically written for two pianos. There's a lot of music that was adapted for two pianos like that. But if you really want to play the originals that were intended for that format, it's a bit more limited, as you could imagine. But with Alexander Tutanov at the helm, you're gonna play some great music, and you're gonna play some Russian music. And Arensky is, I know, a composer that's dear to his heart, and he introduced me to that piece. I had actually never heard of that until we started preparing.
So, to be good at anything, it takes a lot of practice, many, many hours, as you know. And in your job, you have to be perfect, as in your father's job, he had to be perfect. So I'm assuming you're a perfectionist.
I mean, I describe myself as a type A disguised in type B clothing, I hope.
Where do you find all this time to practice on the piano?
Wherever I can. I play late into the night. Sometimes, and to be honest, if I don't have something upcoming. It's a little bit like if you're preparing for a marathon. You have to be out running for weeks and weeks. Before a performance like this with Alex, I have to find a lot more time. Right now, with nothing pressing in front of me, I will tend to practice just a little bit here and there during the week. But with an event like that coming up, I find hours a day if I can. And it's typically at the end of the day, after dinner, family time. A lot of the time, everyone's gone to bed, and I'm still up making noise.
Now we have another clip. Let's listen. Tell me about that piece.
Francis Poulenc, French composer, born to a fairly wealthy pharmaceutical family. Interesting little tidbit about him. He's one of my absolute favorite composers, lesser known. Somewhat characteristic French music, some tongue-in-cheek, sometimes very light and playful. He intentionally wrote in some wrong notes. Just great style. You could tell from that clip that it's harmonically very warm but interesting. We really enjoyed preparing that and playing it, and the piece we paired with it was kind of opposite in terms of energy. It was fast, and the whole piece lasted about 2 minutes, the piece after that. This would probably be a neat opportunity right now for me to slip in just what it's like to play with someone like Alex. He is... he's a treasure. There are, I think, relatively few people on earth who can do what he can do, not only at the piano, but his mind is just beyond anything you can imagine, what he holds in there, both musically and then a real spirit of generosity. And playing with him is an experience you can't describe. I mean, he really carries you along.
How did you two come together and decide you want to play together?
It's all Vicki Williams' fault. So Vicki Williams is a friend of mine who is a recovery room nurse. And when I first came back to Medford to practice, someone had told her that I was a pianist, and she's a pianist and had a kind of a book club's type of group of pianists who would meet in the evenings. And she said, well, you need to meet Alexander Tutinoff. And I said, well, who's that? And she said, well, just look him up. So I looked him up and I said, wow, I can't believe that this guy is hidden here in Southern Oregon.
Right here.
So I just reached out to him and I said, here's who I am. I grew up here and here's who I studied with. And here's my background and repertoire in music. And I'd love to meet you. And that day he responded, when can you come to my office? So we met that week, and I think within our first couple of meetings together, talking about music and the piano, we became brothers. We're connected. He and I are as good of friends as you can be.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool story. We have about a minute left, so I want to ask about your family.
Sure.
Your wife, kids, any music there?
We have tried our best. So I think everyone knows it's hard to keep a kid practicing at the piano. Our oldest son stuck with it. He's very good and can play Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. Quite a good pianist. And
how many kids do you have?
We have five children. Mm-hmm. The oldest two in school, two left at home. But they all had to do music at some point. And if they want off the bench, they have to pick up a different instrument. So.
Well, this has been fun talking. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. So glad to be here.